Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for every morning. Merazi Shiyichu, or the schuss, Ornadel Meschai Chana, or Chai Kav Feg, Vas Mikhail Dispasia, or Baruch Hosman Sarah Tavar, Ben Achtov Ben Lipsha, Vasheva Vasar Chai, Rami Yosef Ben Chana, Rami Ben Aliza, Esther Tila Vas Ariel Tzipora, Esther Rus Vas Naomi Sarah, Shalom Baruch Vatzal Vachom Matzei Yedem, Brios Hashleima, the Gemara Maseches Sukkah says as follows: it's a shalashera. If you have a lulav that comes from a dekel of an ashera, in other words, they served it as avodah zara, so the din is it's pasul. Rama Rava lul shel avodah zara lo yitum natal kosher. I Rava says b'di'evad it's peseder, and says the Gemara halcha here in the Mishnah lul shel ashera is pasul. Talking about ashera demayshas skin and chutei michtas shiure. We're talking about an asher shel Yisrael ke'en oisen ha'asherites, like those asheris during the time Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Torah says to burn them, and therefore lulav that was taken is possible even by the Yevit, and k'tusei michta shirites, like it has no shear. However, Rav is talking about a lulav shel avodah zarah shel goy. Rav is talking about a lulav avodah zarah of a goy. And such a lulav has bittul. So you don't have to burn it, you can be mevatel it. So since you can be mevatel it, and that's going to be mati, or you cut off a piece or whatever, and that's going to be mevatel it from the avodah zarah, it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara calls it asherah de Moshe, based on the Gemara of avodah zarah. Shema shenesu asherot b'shad kibush Eretz Yisrael, is only because Bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, Jewish people served the Egel, and they wanted foreign gods. So therefore, all the Asheris that the Goyim served in Eretz Yisrael, it's like they were serving Shtechusim Shal Yisrael. That's the Mordav of the Zara says. It's like Asheris Shal Yisrael. And therefore, since it requires Srefa, it's no good. So those type of asheris that have no bittul, that belong to Jews, that were served with the agreement of Jews, or the desire of the Jews, so that has no, that's mamish, like it's nothing. Ksusei michtas, it's the shear is crushed, it's no shear. Shen kain, if he just needs a little bit of bittul, so then it's beseder. Can be used for a b'di'evit. They can have them do the nidachas shema amina. And it's like a do the nidachas, which requires srefa. So that's going to be the mishnah that also can be said in the context of nidachas. And that also doesn't have a shear. But lulav shel v'dizar shena shel shena tu srefa your yoytze writes Tosfos and di ramasal asher demoshe perek we're all based in v'shav shel v'dizar yiskav in toka yotze v'chen mitzis chavitza. Amar Rabbi Misan Shal of Adizar Chal, it says, Ksher Blon Yemich the Shiri, the Hani Baba Dizar the Nachri, Yeshla Bittel, Budi Katani Loitze Baba Dizar the Israel, Shena Batele Lamas. So Tosis asks, Ay Shefer Shal of Adizar, you shouldn't be Taken if you're Taker Yoitze, also Sandal Shal of Adizar, Chalitzis Kasher, why don't we say Susay Michtas? The answer is, Tome Tefa Dizar Vagoy. Dizar Vagoy, you do Bittel, and it's Beseder, so it doesn't, we don't say that it has no Shir, it doesn't require Srefa. Since it doesn't require Srefa, So you could be Yotze. Mashenken, Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, Ein Batel Olamis. That requires Srefa, and therefore we say, Ksusei Michtas Shiure. Shiur is crushed. But not Alulo Shel Avodah Zarah V'Goy, you're Yotze, because that's not Ksusei Michtas. And then Tosis writes, V'Shnekam D'Prish, Avodah Zarah D'Nachri. I feel a little bit of Yotze. Gon B'Yom Tov Sheni, V'Loi Boi Lachem. Kashiyed, Hasem Mashiyar D'Nachri Mayri. What is Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha is that it says in the Sechas of Avodah Zarah and Dafnim Zayinam at Aleph, Bayrish Lachish Hamishtacha Veladuk Ledekel, Lulav Amar Lemitzvah, Kiyatz Rivdim Yomar, Vasherish Abitla Kamabayle, Yesh Dicho Eitzel Mitzvahs, or Ein Dicho Eitzel Mitzvahs. So we see in the Gemara that a Lulav of Avodah Zarah before it was Mitzvatel is considered dachui. Bevadei einu yachol latzis b'yidei chorvasa. So lulav of avodah zarah before the bittul it's considered dachui. And you're not yotzi yedei chavasa. Safek in the Gemara is, if a lulav is kosher after the bittul, so a mishtachav al dekel, somebody bows down to this dekel, what's the din of a lulav? Can it be used? So Rav Dimi explains, b'asher ish habitul kam abayla. We're talking about an asherah, they were in the battle. So you want to know, is there bittul, is there dichoy, is there no dichoy? Before it was misbattle, it's considered dachoy, and you're not yotzei yedei chavasa. And the stuff of the Gemara is, after the bittul, is it kosher after the bittul? And that's Saiser, what Tosis writes, that a vodazara of a goy is kosher even before bittul. Because we don't say ksusei michtas. Earlier, Tosis says that we don't say ksusei michtas by the avodah zarah of a goy, because it's not chayav sreifa. You just be mevatel it. And here you see not like that. Here you see it doesn't matter that you could be mevatel, and until you're mevatel it, you can't use it for a mitzvah. So, we have a kasha. So that's what Tosis says, that according to the Lishna Kama that I explained, that Avodah Zarah of a goy, yotzei without bittul, like on Yom Tov Sheni, the Lord by Lachem, it doesn't have to be yours, so it's still Avodah Zarah of a goy, there's no bittul. So Kashya, the Hasam, Vasheru Denachri Mayer, the Yeshla bittul. There it's talking about the asher of a goy that has bittul, and v'afilu hachi mashma v'lo yatzim v'chashiv le'dachoy. Because an asher of Yisrael has no bittul. See, without the yichud you're not yotzim. And nevertheless, it's mashma that you're not yotzim. Consider dachui. So Rabbi here says that originally Tosfos says that you could be yotzei with the avodah zarah. You could be yotzei with an asherah of a guy of a nachri, even before pittel, and it's not considered dachui. But in the Gemara you see not like that. The Gemara you see that before Bittul, it's considered Dachur. So that's the Shaila. Shaila is, can you be Yotzei with the Lulav of a Goy that was served as Avodah Zarah before Bittul? Originally Tosi says yes. That's what Tosi says, so Paragraph based in. You see Shav Shal Avodah Zarah, you Yotzei with the Eved. Sandal shel chalitza yotze b'diavad. So yotze, since you could be mevatel the avodah zarah, we don't say ksusei michtas shiure. Then Tosfos asks, you see that the Gemara says kias rav dimi arba sheir shabit lekam abayle yesh tichal etzim mitzvah ain tichal etzim mitzvahs. We have a shaila if you could be yotze with the avodah zarah of a goy. After Bittul, is there Dichoy or not Dichoy? Was it Dachoy because originally it was no good or not? The Shaila is after the Bittul. But before the Bittul, you certainly can't be Yotzei. And that's so what we said earlier. You can be Yotzei even before Bittul. Because we don't say Ksusei Michtas. So how can we answer the Kashya of Tosfos? How can it be that you're yotzei with the lulav of avodah zarah before bittul? You see, if the Gemara you're not, amishtachav el adeka lulav omau lemitzvah, and we're talking about a sherish habitla. Is there dichoy? Is there not dichoy? But that's only after the bittul. But before the bittul, it's pashut that you're not yotze. And yet we see when by sandal shel avodah zarah and shayva shel avodah zarah, yotze without bittul. So why then by a lulav we say no. It's only a shayla if there's bittul. Without bittul, you certainly can't be yotze. So we've been going through the shiurim of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Agor Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky Zatzal. So we're going to go in his derech through the Eretz Yiskasha. It says in Chulan Adav Chesam Ralef, Amr of Nachman, Amr of Rabba Baravua, Sakin shel avoydes kluchovim, mutar lishchot ba basar lachtuch ba basar. A knife of avoydes zara, you're allowed to shecht with it. A knife of avoydes zara, you're allowed to shecht with it. But you're not allowed to cut meat with it. Mutar lishchot ba, why are you allowed to shecht with it? Why are you allowed to shecht with it? Because mekalkel. Because you're mekalkel. And asr lachtuch babasar, because metakenu. So the shechit is a kilkel, killing the animal. And the chituch basar is metaken. Pashas tagamara, that it's mutar lechatchila to be shechit misakin shel avodah zarah. You're not nene. Because the shechit is considered a kilkel. Hashem came the chituch basar, it's considered metakin. So it's mevor in the rush and chulin. But that is asr lachtuch babasar, hanarach lechatchila, but the yevid. Loi nesar abasar b'achila. Not the Gemara says atzor lachtoch b'asar b'sakin shel avodah zarah is only lechatchila. So lechatchila you're allowed to shecht with a sakin of avodah zarah, and in b'diavad you're allowed to be nana from the cutting meat. So mutar lishchot ba'az means lechatchila. And asr lachtuch basar is lechatchila, but the evidence is okay. So writes the Ran. However, in the Rambam is not mashman like that. Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodah Zarah 7:19. Sakin shel avodes kochav mishachat barayzim mutar b'neishu mekalkel. Because if Mishnah is made midoshin a Rambam, it's muchach. We are now at a shech lechatchila b'sakin shel avodes zarah. But if you already shechted the sakin shel avodes zarah, the brother is mutar ba'achila. And according to that, that's what it says in the Gemara. The sakin shel avodes zarah mutar l'shchit ba. What does it mean mutar l'shchit ba? What does it mean mutar l'shchit ba according to the Rambam? Mutar l'shchit ba is only b'di'evet. Not l'chatchila. So that it says mutar l'shchit ba basar l'achtuch ba basar. So what this means is that if you already shecht it with a knife of avodah zarah, the meat is mutar b'achila. But if you already cut meat with the sakin shel avodah zarah, it's asr b'achila. Now the Gemara is only talking about b'di'evet. B'di'evet. Sakin shel avodes kochavim. B'di'evet, sakin shel avodes kochavim, shechita is okay. But chituch basar is not okay. So you have to understand what's machlokes Rosh Rambam. Is it mutar lishchot lechatchila b'sakin shel avodes zarah like the Rosh holds? Or no, like the Rambam holds? Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph Siman Zayin explains that they're arguing together of the lav of lo savi toy evel beisecho. This is the Mishnah avodes zarah daf chaf aleph amud aleph. Av makom shemul haskir lo bezir amru neishu machnis l'toich avodes kochavim shenamar lo yisavi toyeva el beisecha. So if in this Mishnah the lab of lo yisavi toyeva el beisecha is not an isra hana at all, the lab of lo yisavi toyeva el beisecha is not an isra hana, it's an isra that you're not allowed to be machnis avodes zarah l'rishusay, even if you're not nana from it at all. And for this reason, you're now allowed to rent out a house to a guy who's going to be machnis avodah zarah. So your goyim avodah zarah likanes lebesa, even though you're not nanin. That's why it says in the Mishnah, even if you're allowed to rent to a guy, not an apartment, because he's going to bring in avodah zarah. And you're not allowed to allow a guy to bring. You're not allowed to enable a guy to bring avodah zarah into your house. However, in the Rambam, it's muhtar, it's an Isra Hana, the Rambam writes in Avodah Zarah 7:2. Avodah Zarah Mishav Shev, the Krevi Shalab, Chol Anasi, Vishvi Lo Aser Bahana, Shenamar, Vlo Yisavi Toev, El Beisecha. So Avodah Zarah Kochav, Misham Shev, the Krevi Shalab, Avodah Zarah, things that serve Avodah Zarah, things that you sacrifice to Avodah Zarah, they all have the same status, and that is that they're aser b'hanoah. It says lo sabit v'ebel b'isecha. So you see that it's an iser hanoah, not an iser l'hachnis l'beisa. So according to this, it's hard to understand the Rambam. The Mishnah, you see the Mishnah that the iser is hachnas l'reshusa. It's not an iser hanoah at all. And according to the Rambam, it's an iser hanoah. So the Rambam is against the Mishnah. So Levi explains, Al-Kor, the Rambam holds that the Yisra Achnasu B'Shus is only Nisa De'Rabbonah. And the Pasuk Lo Savi is an Asmach to Be'almin. Achnasu B'Shus is De'Rabbonah. And Lo Savi is only an Asmach to. So Levi also writes, even the Pasuk says El Be'Secha, nevertheless, Yad Lo Gor Mi Be'So, the Karbonis of Pasuk is that you shouldn't be Machnas about Zerah L'Rishusa, and just, if so, just like Zinistra Rabbanan, if you're Machnas about Zerah L'Sech Beisoy, who are then Zinistra Rabbanan, Machnas about Zerah L'Sech Yadah. But the Iker Isser is Hana according to the Rambam. But you're not allowed to be Machnas about Zerah L'Yadah or about Zerah L'Beisoy. It's just L'Stapek, if the Isser of Achnas about Zerah L'Rishusa is only about Zerah itself, or it's even Mishamshi about Zerah to Krevis about Zerah. Mechayr, it's a Machlekes Rishayna. Rambam writes Lahedji Leinisra Hana that this pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah, Sai Avodah Zarah itself, Sai Misham Shei Avodah Zarah, Sai Tekrevus Avodah Zarah. And if so, who adin that these Rabbanim that Nisach HaPasuk Zeh is also Shaykh, both by Avodah Zarah, Misham Shei Avodah Tekrevus Shelah. So the Yisra of Nachasol Rishusol Lebeso applies to everything. However, the Ramban argues with the Rambam, and he says that Lo Savi in the Sagas of the Sefer HaMitzvos, he says Lo Savi is not talking about the Krabis of Misham Shevet Zarah, not talking about the Zarah itself. So even if we say that the Nisra Raisa would be Machat of Zarah Rishusol, nevertheless, with Asa Ramban, there's no Yisra but the Krabis of Misham Shevet Zarah. And with this, the Beis Halevi explains in the Chodesh Rishonim that they argue with the knife of Zarah, the Gemara in Chulin. Mistam is talking about a sakin that's Misham Shei Avodah Zarah, that it serves Avodah Zarah. He uses this knife to shecht karbonos of Avodah Zarah. And so explains Rashi in Chulin Eide. Nevel Adas Haram, the Pasuk of Savi is talking about Philip Misham Shei Avodah Zarah. Nevel Ramam writes, it's an Issa Lechatchila to shecht with a sakin of Avodah Zarah, even though it's not considered Hanoi. According to the Rambam, Lo Savi is talking about even about Misham Shei Avodah Zarah. And the male of the Rambam paskins that it's aser lechatchila to shecht with a knife of a zara, even though it's not considered hana. But still, lechatchila, you shouldn't do it. Still, you shouldn't do it. With Rabbanin, you shouldn't even be holding a misham shev of a zara. So male it's aser, even though it's not considered hana. The Rosh and the Ran, or like the Ramban, the pasuk l'savi is not talking about misham shev of a zara at all. And there's no Isser to be Machnis, Sakin Shem Sham Shev Rezal Sech Yada. And therefore they explain that it's Mutter Lechatchila to Shecht with the Sakin Sham Shev Rezal because it's not considered Hana. There's no Isser of Hachnas El Yada, there's no Isser of being Nana, because the whole Isser doesn't apply. Meaning, Sham Shev Rezal, there's an Isser of being Nana from Sham Shev Rezal. There's no Isser being Machnas of Liyadah. Therefore, if he shechts with it, since it's not considered Hana, because shechting is Mekalkel, so it's not considered Hana, it's Mutter. Mutter even Lechatchila. Because Mitzad putting in your hand is no Isser, because it's only Isser of Adazar Atzma. And Mitzad Hana, it's not considered Hana, because it's Mekalkel. And therefore, they hold, these Rishonim hold, Rosh, Ran, hold like the Ramban. In the mail, it's not even lechatchila shecht with the second Shem Shem Shev Rezar. According to the Rambam, it's also lechatchila. Why? Because you're not allowed to lechatchila, you're not allowed to put it in your hand, even though you're not nene. You're not allowed to be machnas l'reshusa or liyada. So what does the Rambam hold? The Rais is net hana. The Rabbanan, it's to be machnas of liyada. In the mail, the Rambam holds that you're not allowed to shecht with the second Shem Shev Rezar, which is Misham Shev Rez Kochavim. Or the Beis Halevi, that's the Beis Halevi's Mahalach. In fact, the Beis Halevi, the Bazel, the Das HaRambam, How do we say that if you're not the lulav shel aved zara, she gets to be the eved? If there's no ksus and mechtashir, the Rambam holds that even shamshir aved zara is an istar ban lahachin sevav aved zara chiyada. Even though it's not considered nanek, it's mislav behelsin. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah of aver. You're over on the derabanan of loisavi. How are you taking the lulav shel aved zara into your hand? How are you yotzei with the eved? Mitzvah of aver. Answers the Beis Halevi. Al-Kor, the Rambam holds that it did mitzvah of aver is in shayach in istar abanan. However, that's all according to the das of the Rambam. Was the istar chnosel shus only istar abanan? But according to Tesan of Rizor, this Achnos of Shus is an Istar Raisa. So how do we say that for the Eved, your Yotzei Belulav Shel Avei Dezara? Aye, it's a mitzvah above Aveira. Doi Raisa. According to Rama, it's only a mitzvah above Aveira Darabana. Maybe it's not a mitzvah above Aveira Darabana. But according to Tesan, it's Doi Raisa. So what do you say according to Tesan? So we can be Yashiv. That Tesan is like the Ramban. But the love of Lois Sovi is Shaykh only about the Zara Atzma. So you can say b'pshitus, the Gemara that says that yotze b'diavad lulav shel aved zara is only talking about b'tikroivus u'misham she'aved zara, and it's not talking about aved zara itself. And the Beis Halevi is ma'arich tuva binyan zeh. So again, how are you going to answer the kasha according to Tosis? Aye, how are you taking the lulav shel aved zara into your hand? It's a mitzvah above aver d'oraisa. So the answer is that the leisavi of bringing it into your hand or into your rishus is only talking about aved zara, not the tikroivus u'misham she'aved zara. So maybe we're talking here about the Krovus Misham Sheva Dezara. In Memela, there's no Isser Dairaisa. We're not talking about the Avodah Zara itself. So it would appear that all of this is Nichlal B'divrei Rashi, B'sugin. Right, Tzul Shal Avodah Zara, Shishim Shavu Ola Avodah Zara, L'chabit B'fanei HaKarka, Yinam Yishav L'Zav L'Lul Avodah Vril L'Fanei Ola Zarka, Boi. So Rashi writes for the Hedya that this Lul is not Avodah Zara itself. It's Misham Sheva to Krovus Avodah Zara. Either using it to as a sacrifice of a desire, using it to serve of a desire, to sweep the floor. So based on what we said, we can say that Rashi was bothered. Has a shayach to say, Yotzei B'lulav Shel Aved Zara, it's in the love of Aveira, Vasavi Tuvei B'lulav Beisechi, now that I bring it into your shus. So the answer is, no, our sikh is talking about Aved Zara itself, but it's talking about Misham Sheh Tukrovis Aved Zara. And he holds like the Ramban, that this lav is shayach, the lav of Leisavi, is shayach only Aved Zara itself, and not Misham Sheh Tukrovis Aved Zara, and therefore it's not going to be a mitzvah of Aveira and a Daraisa lav. Or maybe a mitzvah of aver at all, because maybe there's no issur at all to be machnis these two things into your hand. So memela, that's why Rashi explained that we're talking about misham sheh aved zara tekrovus aved zara, and that's the case of lulav shel aved zara. So according to the Beis Halevi, in the Yashiv, the Kashiv, Tosis asked, how did the Gemara say in the sense of aved zara that you're not yotzei dechavas of lulav shel aved zara shelen is batel? Right before bittel, clear to the Gemara that you're not yotzei. Before bittel, clear to the Gemara you're not yotzei. Aye. What about our Gemara that we have that you are Yotze with the Avodah Zara? Rav says you are Yotze with the Avodah Zara before Bittul. Because in our Sugya we see that you could be Yotze Yidei Chovas Boyfan that we don't say Susim Et Lashirit. According to that we can say that our Sugya is talking about the Krovus Misham Shev Avodah Zara. And therefore there's no Lav of Lois Safi. And Mimela is no Avera Bachnas Lov of Sof Yada. And you could be Yotze. The Gemara of Avodah Zara is talking about Avodah, in other words, so that's how you're Yotze. Because there's no ksusei mechtashire, he's talking about the crows from Misham Sheh Avodah Zara. But the Gemara of Avodah Zara, maybe we can say it's talking about lulav shel aved zara itself. And in such an instance, we're talking about lulav shel aved zara itself, is an isdar aisel asabi tova el beisecha, veve el beisecha l'shin satesis. Aide achmasis lulav sach yada. Bring the lulav in your hands, l'asabi tova el beisecha. You can't be yotze, it's a mitzvah baba veira. So the only stuff of the Gemara is if it was ready mizbatel. For Bittul, you can't be Yotze because it's Mamash Avodah Zara. Now that I put Avodah Zara in your hand. In our Sugya that says you are Yotze with the Avodah with Avodah Zara, it's talking about Avodah Zara of Shem Shel Tekrovis. And that there's no Isser of Lo Sofi. So that's Mamash Gevaldik. And we should be Zocha Lomo Olam Elishma Lassus. There's so much more to say in this Sugya. But Baruch Hashem, he was also going to be Yashiv the Kash of Tosis. And again, just to reiterate, first we have in Tosfos that you're allowed to be Yotzei with Shavu Shel Avodah Zara, Sal Shel Avodah Zara, Why? Because we don't say ksusei michtas because it belongs to a guy. There's no ksusei michtas shire. And so to not the lulav shel avodah zarah your yotzei, because you can be mevatel it. So you don't say ksusei michtas. Then we have the Gemara in avodah zarah that says if you're mishtachav el dekel, so before the bittel, it's no good. Before the bittel, it's no good. It's dachur. We have a stira. So the answer to the stira is no. And when it comes, when are you yotze? You yotze if it's misham shat to kroibis. There's no issue of being machnesit or shusa. There's no issue at all according to the Rambam. And when is it aser? When are you not yotze? When it's a mitzvah of avera. When there's an iser lahachnis liado, we're talking about avodah zarah itself. And midarkenu lamadnu, we learned the shitas Rambam. The Rambam learns that the Daraisa of Loisavi is talking about only Hana. And it's only the Rabbanan. There's an Isra of Masa Lashusa. That's why according to the Rambam, you're only Yotze. Sagish Labas Kucham Shachab, Raisa Mutu Nation Makalkel. So it's also a Chatchila. Why is it also a Chatchila? It's also a Chatchila because it's in the Rabbanan. You're not allowed to put this knife that seems for avodah zarah, you know how to put it into your hand. Okay, thank you so much for listening, and hopefully we'll revisit this sugya. It's fascinating. So much to talk about. Shalom, shalom, see you, friends.